everything that he said right there, like, I understand, like, your granddad and your whoever he said, you know, they fought in the Marine Corps, but he's forgetting the essential part of why they fought for the equal rights of everybody, not just for the freedom of just certain people or the equal rights of certain or the rights of certain people. They fought for the equal rights of everybody and the right to be able to peacefully protest. The right to be able to peacefully protest. I'm going to say it one more time. The right to be able to peacefully protest. That's what his father or his grandfather fought for. Not just for one race to reap the benefits of a great country and its constitution. They fought and they died and they laid their lives down for everybody in this country to reap the benefits. Not just a select few. Not just one race or two races. Everybody in the United States of America. And that's why it was really troubling, and I just didn't understand it. Like, Drew, you've had 4 years to understand what was happening, why Colin Kaepernick took a knee, and you've been in the locker room. You throw the balls to, you hand the ball off. You count on guys blocking for you who are black, man. You count on these guys to do their jobs. And now you see what's going on. People out here getting murdered in the streets for no reason. A counterfeit $20 bill that wasn't even fake. He was complicit the whole time during the whole arrest. You can't even fight and stand up for what's right, but you want to hide behind a flag that stands for equality and freedom for all and justice for all, but you don't even understand what you're saying, Drew, as woke, quote-unquote woke, and as high profile as an athlete that you are. It's shameful to hear you still say this after years and years of peaceful protest, and now those people, just like Drew Brees, well, why are they out here looting? Well, why are they out here rioting? Because of people like Drew Brees who can't get over the fact that they're worried about the flag and disrespecting the national anthem and the flag. It had nothing to do with the flag of their national anthem. It had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with it. It had to do with what it stands for. And it stands for the Constitution, that everybody is created equal. And we all have equal rights to be able to protest.
My question
to Drew Brees. No, I'm not done yet.
I'm sorry, guys.
Drew Brees. My question to Drew Brees is, when should Colin Kaepernick have protested? When should he have done it? Should he do it in the shower before the game? Should he do it in the third quarter when they snapping the ball and it's 3rd and 15? Should he do it after the game when everybody's left and no media is there? Should he just randomly do it? When should he do it, Drew Brees? When should we peacefully protest? When is it okay? Everything that people go out there and do, they peacefully protest, they sign petitions, they vote, whatever like that. Nothing. All of a sudden, we go out there and we burn some buildings and loot some places, and now all hell breaks loose. And now, oh my God, they're violence. Blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't be violence if you listened. Instead of just hearing the message, listen and understand the message of why Cap took a knee. It's ironic that a few years later, that knee that Colin Kaepernick took, that knee that people wanted to turn an eye to, didn't want to pay attention to, didn't want to listen to, didn't care about because it didn't affect them, that knee killed George Floyd. That same knee that Colin Kaepernick took and tried to bring light to, it killed George Floyd across national media, worldwide media. Everybody has seen that knee. It was the knee heard around the country or the knee heard around the world. That there was a revolution that was going to be started because people did not want to listen a peaceful protest. I'm sorry, guys, but yeah, that's my intro for today.